This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. On September 2, 1935, a hurricane with winds estimated at 185 miles an hour slammed across Isla Mirada in the Upper Keys. That was the strongest Atlantic hurricane landfall on record, until Sunday, when Dorian tied it in the Bahamas. At this year's Labor Day service in Isla Mirada, people were thinking about hurricanes past and present. The accounts from those who survived the 1935 Labor Day hurricane in Isla Mirada are terrifying. People hung onto trees, shacks, and overturned cars from a rescue train that was sent from the mainland too late. At the annual Labor Day service this year, Isla Mirada residents were thinking of those in the Bahamas who are experiencing the fury of a hurricane just as strong.
We know what it's like, and here we could, before the hurricane gets bad, get in a car and drive someplace. They have nowhere to go.
Barbara Edgar organizes the annual Hurricane Memorial Service in Isla Mirada. State Representative Holly Raschein lives in the Upper Keys. She says the Keys were lucky with Dorian, but history shows the area's vulnerability to hurricanes.
Everybody's kind of on pins and needles right now. We dodged a bullet, but we still have 3 months left of hurricane season, and we're right in the height of it, so not a time to let down our guard at all.
The Hurricane Memorial was dedicated in 1937. It's a monument, but also a resting place, with a crypt that contains the remains of some of the hurricane's victims. The community holds services there every Labor Day and Memorial Day. I'm Nancy Klingener in Isla Mirada.